welcome into studio Amanda Bynum. She is the program director at the Michigan Theater, and she's filling in today for Russ Collins on WEMU's Cinema Chat. So good to see you once again.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're going to be here today. I think Russ is back next week.
Yes, Russ is at the Traverse City Film Festival today.
How fun is that?
I know.
You're the program director. Shouldn't you be there?
Well, I'm out next week, so I needed to be in the office as much as possible this week. But yeah, the Traverse City Film Festival is really a film festival that we really admire. Having Michael Moore as your chief benefactor and programmer and, you know, president of the board of directors can't hurt, but they really do a lot of wonderful things for the community.
Oh, yeah. They've done it in terms of the restoration of theaters,
yes,
and the programming.
Yes.
I mean, they've really made it a cultural haven.
Yep. The State Theater is really their flagship. But in the last 18 months, they've opened a new theater that they've built from scratch, from remodeling a building called the Con Foster Building right on the bay. And it's called Bijou by the Bay. And it's just this little jewel box of a theater. And the things that they're doing for Traverse City and for film culture up north are really pretty special.
And we'll find out more about it. Russ Collins will return for Cinema Chat next week, and I'm sure he'll share his experience in Traverse City. Now, we call it a film festival, but there's really very few things that are truly film anymore.
There has been a lot of talk for the last few years about how film is dead, and film, the actual film, is dead, and everything is being produced digitally now. Well, there's a couple of very high-profile directors who are really working to keep film stock and film print alive.
Because Kodak's the only one that makes film anymore, right?
Right, and it sounds like their financial shares are down 96% from film.
That's huge.
Right, because nobody's, you know, and it's pretty broad to say no one's using film anymore, but everything is really going so digital.
Yeah, that's not sustainable, a 96% decline.
Right. No, not just in their film, in their the sales of film stock. So it's not the whole company,
right,
but it's still pretty significant. So Quentin Tarantino, Christopher Nolan, J.J. Abrams, and Judd Apatow are really urging studios to keep film stock in use.
And kind of partner with Kodak, perhaps,
so. Yeah, and there is something very special about the quality of a movie made on film. And what these directors are saying is they want it to be an option. It doesn't need to be the industry standard anymore, but as the Weinstein Company is moving away from, and Paramount are moving away from purchasing film and doing everything digitally, it's really impacting future directors, future generations of directors who may want that option, that feeling that you get from shooting your movie on film.
Are exhibitioners like the Michigan Theater also moving away from that? I mean, are we going to run into theaters where they don't even have the equipment anymore to show traditional film?
Definitely. The Michigan Theater feels pretty strongly that we're going to keep our 35mm projectors because we do such vast repertory programming, and there are always going to be film prints that might be archival that we get from some of the...
Yeah, we just saw Hard Day's Night,
well,
right?
Well, Close Encounters of the Third Kind was a brand new 35mm restoration. And UCLA has a brilliant film archive. I mean, it probably comes as no surprise, you know, being in Hollywood.
One of the best film schools in the country.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they've got tons of film prints, and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has a huge library of film prints, and they're also buying as much film stock as possible so that if they need to do transfers, they want to keep it as pure as possible, so to go from film to film. So they're buying up a lot of the processable film.
You know, maybe a good analogy is looking at the way we listen to and purchase music.
Yeah.
I mean, we almost all went
Absolutely.
Away from vinyl for a long period of time, and all of a sudden we recognized, you know what, vinyl sounded so much better.
Right.
And now there's a real resurgence
in
vinyl offerings.
Yes, and contemporary artists who are releasing their albums across multiple platforms.
And so they're selling.
So sure, you can buy it on iTunes, but you can also go buy the album. You can buy the vinyl album. And yeah, it's a great analogy. So it's interesting to see that maybe the tide is turning. And sure, I'm sure that the major blockbusters are probably going to continue to be distributed digitally, but being shot on film probably should continue to be an option for some directors.
Well, let's talk about some of the films that will be among our options this week. If you're somebody who likes kind of a long form look at something. How patient do you have to be as a director to take 12 years to do a film or more?
I think pretty patient.
That's pretty patient.
Yeah, we have a great film coming to the Michigan Theater this weekend called Boyhood. And Boyhood has been getting tons and tons of press and tons of buzz. It's Richard Linklater's latest film, and it was shot over 12 years. My understanding is that it, a weekend or two a year. And the film stars Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette, but really the film is the star-making vehicle of a young man named Eller Coltrane, who plays the boy in the film, who we see age on film, on
for
screen.
Real.
For real, from age 6 to 18. And I just think
both from director to actor, yes. I mean, you have to have such a long-term vision of this project,
yes,
to sign on and say,
yes,
this is going to make sense and this is going to mean something.
And I heard something on NPR about Richard Linklater really didn't want to ask Eller Coltrane as Mason, the character, to do things that Eller hadn't done in his
real life.
So he didn't want to force him to kiss a girl. He wanted him to, come by that organically, exactly. Over the course of the school year, when they weren't shooting, and then they'd just get together in the summer, it's like, so, man,
what'd you do this year?
And then they'd try to work it into the script. And I haven't seen the film, but it has gotten such rave reviews. I mean, 4 stars, 5 stars from pretty much every critic who's seen it.
And that opens up Friday night,
Friday at the Michigan Theater. And that's an exclusive. It's playing only at the Michigan Theater. So we're really, really excited to be bringing that to town.
That's going to be great. You know, there's a big party downtown Friday night for this big World Cup soccer game.
That's right.
Kind of
thing. Wander down, come see
exactly right. Enjoy the party and then check out a great movie.
That's right.
What about A Summer's Tale? Because I could use something that resembled summer.
Some summer. Wouldn't that be nice? It's a beautiful spring morning out there, isn't it? A Summer's Tale was directed by French New Wave master Eric Rohmer. And he had a cycle of 4 films called Tales of the 4 Seasons. And this film was released abroad, but it was never released in the United States until now. And it sounds like it's just sort of the kind of a stereotypical French, I don't want to say mistaken identities, but, you know, boy in love with a girl, but then he meets another girl, but then he meets another girl, and, you know, confusion.
He's a player.
Confusion abounds.
I can't say that.
No, all of those. It's too tricky. It's too tricky. Well, it sounds like it probably gets a little too tricky for our hero in this film as well. That opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater, too.
Well, what is traditional in summer is attempts at blockbusters, if not real blockbusters.
Right?
And it sounds like we have another at least attempt.
I think this one might make it.
Guardians
of the Galaxy opens on Friday across the country at your favorite Cinemaplex. This is from Marvel. You know, they're expanding the Marvel universe into space. And so this film stars Chris Pratt, who's really hot right now. Everybody's talking about Chris Pratt and Lee Pace. Bradley Cooper plays he provides the voice of Rocket Raccoon.
So is this an animated thing or a live
action?
No,
it's live action except for a couple of, it's space. So you've got to have your not quite humanoid characters.
Right.
So Bradley Cooper provides the voices of one of those. But, you know, the tale as old as time, you know, a adventurer finds himself the object of a bounty hunt and he steals a mysterious orb, you know. You've seen it before.
One of the movies I think that's going to tremendously appeal to our WEMU audience is this biopic of James Brown.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. Get On Up is the name of the film.
How perfect
is
that for a title?
Of course it is. So Get On Up stars Chadwick Boseman as James Brown. And the film's directed by Tate Taylor, who directed The Help. And the reviews for Chadwick Boseman are just spectacular. That it's really the embodiment of James Brown. It's not a caricature. He is James Brown.
I'm hearing the same words about this performance as I heard from Jamie Foxx in the
Ray Charles
movie.
Yes, for sure. So it just looks wonderful. And the supporting cast is huge, and they're giants.
I heard people were fighting to get into this
Viola
movie.
Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer and Dan Aykroyd and Nelson Ellis from True Blood. I mean, it's just giants in their field, and the film just looks spectacular.
And we already know the soundtrack's going to be amazing.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Well, are there any special screenings I should be aware of this week?
So many special screenings. Our summer classic series continues with Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh, I love that movie.
And our summer classics After Dark series starts tonight with Stop Making Sense.
The Talking Heads.
You love it. You love it, don't you?
Don't like the movie.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like the music, but I thought the movie was very interesting.
Okay, that's fair.
As a concert piece, it was almost performance
art.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
And then next week, we're going to have The Man Who Fell to Earth as part of our Summer Classics After Dark series. And then on Sunday and Monday, in commemoration of the...
How can you just brush over David Bowie like that?
I'm sorry. I have 15 seconds to say, you know, one more film. Three more films that we're showing, actually. In commemoration of the start of World War I, we were able to get some films from the BBC. They're actually television movies that they're distributing to theaters across the country, and we're showing those for free. So they're three really great films, two documentaries and one feature about the start of World War I, and they look wonderful, and those free and open to the public, so come on down for those on Sunday and Monday.
You certainly have a lot of options as we move towards the weekend. Amanda Bynum, thank you so much for your time. I've enjoyed the past couple of weeks with you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure being here. I'll see you around. I'll send Russ out on another vacation and I'll come back.
We'll look forward to it. And Russ Collins will be here next week for Cinema Chat. You've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU.